kids look like you could use a delicious fruity beverage.
Who are you?
Might I suggest Fizzy Pop's Grape Blast, the new soda from Johnson & Hedges.
Open wide, kids, because I've got a grape you in the mouth.
He's going to what them in the mouth?
He's gonna grape them.
He's going to grape them?
Yeah, in the mouth.
Right.
Sure. So let's see if we can get it right this time, guys. And here's a little something to grape you in the ears. Of course, this is the Air Raid Podcast. Welcome. This is episode 34. Woo. I'm your host, Aaron Roden.
You have sexually transmitted crazy mouth.
This is the show where we drop bombs of awesome into your ear holes. We have some very, very special guests with us today. Aaron Mason and Ben Parsons of the Grapes of Rad podcast. How's it going, dudes?
Hello, dude.
Hello, indeed. It's going very well.
Yeah, it's going great. Thanks for having us over.
That was the second time that we had to listen to that intro.
Oh, man. It was worth it.
Because I am dealing with some audio issues as of right now.
I just can't
figure it out.
No, I can take The Whitest Kids You Know more than once.
That's a great
show.
Yeah, and you just told me about the show, because I was searching and searching for something to put on there as like the intro that had to do with grapes.
But first and second season on Netflix. Instant watch. There are more seasons, but they're not very funny.
Oh, man.
But one and two, stellar.
I recommend that guy with the long hair that's in that clip was also in 500 Days of Summer.
Oh, really?
I liked him in that, too.
Who was he in the 500 Days of Summer?
He was his buddy who was always wearing scrubs. The guys.
I don't remember that part.
I don't know anything.
I don't really know people's names.
Okay.
So I have to just describe
his name is Trevor Moore. That's his name.
How do you pull that out of the air like that? I've never been able to do that. So many people I know can just, like, yank. Like this, I'm making the motion of kind of a pornographic ball grab.
A cupping.
A cupping. Yeah, that's what you yanked that out of the air, too.
That's what I do.
That's amazing.
I cup the balls of
I've never been able to do that.
Yes. Cupping the balls of Hollywood since 1978.
Grapes are rad.
Live.
Well, this is a real treat having you guys here, and you brought me some Mighty O donuts.
Delicious Mighty O donuts.
Holla. Oh, man. Yes. So good.
They're
vegan.
Vegan.
Which totally blows my mind, grapes. Can I say that?
Oh, you can absolutely say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Just totally did.
Fine. So, yeah.
Your pregnant wife enjoyed them?
I'd like to point that out. She liked
the
it, too.
The discerning palate of the pregnant woman.
Precisely.
Knows they won't eat anything.
Yeah, how do you know that? You just say, we just got done talking about this for a little bit. You said that you are never going to have children.
Well, let's not get crazy. I mean, I might. I'm not saying it's not a possibility down the line.
Okay.
I'm just saying at this stage in life, I have...
He could have...
I want to do what I want to do, you know? I'm way too irresponsible to have a kid.
Well played, sir.
Thank you.
He may have them in the way that you have a burger.
Like, so wait a minute. Could he be eating babies?
Given the coming zombie apocalypse... Yes. We may all have to have children.
Oh, my God. And, I mean, we're having a kid in June, and we're having a daughter. Ben, you have two kids.
Yes.
Which, do you have a boy and a girl, or?
Both females.
Both females? So what should I be prepared for here? You got to give me some pointers here, man, because last night, I think I've started to have, in my 30th year of life, I have started to have serious anxiety attacks. Like, last night I went shitballs crazy because I was like going through the closet, we're going to paint the room, the baby room tomorrow morning,
before
the Super Bowl. So I'm starting to freak out. My parents are coming over to help, you know, my dad's got to go to work at a certain time, so... You know, we're trying to get shit ready, I just have a full-fledged fucking panic attack yesterday. I'm just going crazy, and I don't know. I'm seriously afraid of becoming a hoarder. So like
that's a good fear, I think.
It's becoming a big fear of mine.
Wait, you mean that you're afraid that you are becoming one, or you're afraid to become one?
To become one.
Okay. Because yeah. I think we're good there.
I think we should all have a healthy fear of going crazy.
You need to get rid of that shit.
You're 30, yeah. correct? Is that what
I'm
you said?
I'm
30 as well.
Yeah. Are you afraid of becoming
How's
a hoarder?
No, I don't have that particular fear. My wife may tell you I'm in the early stages of it, but she's a liar.
Yeah.
She's a liar.
I was just going to say something really mean, too. I was going to like, stupid bitch.
Yeah,
but
right,
I have never
right,
met
right.
your wife. I am so
She's
sorry.
Lovely. She's actually okay. the best woman okay. in the world. But, yeah, it's how do you like being 30? Because I don't have that particular irrational fear,
yeah,
I
yeah.
would say. But I definitely had a lot of anxiety approaching it.
Right, right.
30, and then it hit, and I was like, wait a minute. And some shit changed. I was wondering if you had a sort of shit change moment.
I don't know if I had like a shit change moment because
were you pregnant?
Really,
were you pregnant
my
before 30?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But my shit has always been brown, so it hasn't changed too much. Well, sometimes it's a lot of asparagus, you know, yeah.
really?
Greenish hue.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of iron. It turns pretty dark. So. No, but for serious, not much changed, you know? My wife and I, we kind of felt like, okay, this is kind of the cutoff age for us. You know, it doesn't have to be for everybody. Everybody's different. But cutoff age for us to, like, start trying to have a kid.
Right, right.
So that was, like, you know, a big thing for me because I am basically a 60-year-old in a 30-year-old's body.
You guys,
I was just called
both
that
of you
last
guys.
Night.
Like all
last,
my friends.
Dude, I'm not lying. Last
yeah,
night,
I believe
somebody
you,
told me
you're
I was
looking
60.
At me like you're serious. So
he's super serial.
How old are you, Ben?
33.
You're 33. Okay.
Yes, but what's your behavioral age?
I'd say mine's in the opposite direction. Like I have
you're
the
15-year-old.
yeah, I have the social skills of a 15-year-old.
recreationally, I'm gonna go 80-85.
I play dodgeball, sir.
Oh, yeah, you do. Okay.
Let me tell you what I did today.
Here we go.
Oh, I'd love to
hear this.
This
morning, I tried to have sex with my wife. That didn't work out.
I'm sorry about that.
After this, I mean,
it never does in the morning.
It's not like we got halfway and then it...
Right, right, right.
It was just like...
It wasn't going to happen.
Failure, yeah. We didn't even get on the tarmac.
No.
Was it
it's hard to clear
like
that first hurdle.
Were you about to say failure to launch? Because that movie touches my heartstrings.
Oh, no. I was, but then...
oh, man.
I jumped rope.
You jumped rope this morning?
I hit the heavy bag.
Oh, look at you.
I sanded my kids' loft bed that I built for them a week ago. Yeah,
this guy.
Wait, you sand? Oh.
I sanded like, it with
sanded
sandpaper.
It's a chair
with
that he sits in the
it's
backyard.
This rough.
He built himself.
I just had this like vision in my head that you were up there with a bucket of sand, just like putting sand all. I don't know. I don't know why.
It keeps the floor
probably,
from being slippery.
Yeah. Probably because I'm not good with my hands. So whenever, yeah.
So in the way that old dudes do stuff like that, then yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just need to interject that you. If we were better friends, I would have thrown a "That's what she said" at you like really hard.
Oh no, you can do that.
Okay, is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Do we have that kind of?
I think we're close enough now.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We went through that whole mixer thing before. That was like a little.
Yeah, that was like a
these kinds of things
pre-show.
Bring it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally, totally. Oh, and
it's
so
like a challenge course.
So you guys are also involved in this big news that we can't talk about yet.
How excited
are you about this big news that we can't talk about yet?
It's funny
no
because
comment.
it happened.
I plead the fifth. I plead.
You know what? I'm really just here to plug the album. So
Grapes of Rad Volume 1.
Yeah.
It's a retrospective. We figured we're just so great that our first album had to be a collection of our greatness.
Right, right. Yeah, well, we'll see.
yeah.
So, once again, thank you guys for coming out. I've been listening to your show for a little while now, and how long have you guys been doing this thing that you do?
It was 2 years in November, because
okay.
we started with a
Our first show was we were talking about people burning their houses down with the turkey deep fryer. That's how.
Right.
Oh yeah,
that's how I remember these things.
Like happens every frickin' year.
Oh yeah,
it's ridiculous. Yes. And same, you know, one thing I have never been able to understand either is that every year that happens at Thanksgiving, and then also during like a bad winter, somebody dies of carbon monoxide poisoning because they put a charcoal grill inside their house.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Like, do these people like? Because most of the people have satellite dishes, I swear to God.
So, theory about
like,
that one.
They watch TV. They had to have heard about
this. Yeah, they're not.
You know,
they're not. Like the I mean, they're not watching the news. Like, do you watch the news?
I do.
No, they're watching.
You do?
I do.
You watch
I
the local news.
I watch the local news.
Does it not give you a heart attack? Just anger?
It makes me crazy.
Yeah,
and that's
okay.
part of where my anxiety
that's
issues
why those
are
people
from.
Don't
there
watch
it is.
The
that's
news
what it,
because
yeah.
it's so bad. My theory is that these people are from other nations, possibly, where their homes are much less airtight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they have, you know,
their envelope, if you will.
There's a lack of walls.
Yes. Very
possibly.
Lack of
so
walls.
So it's completely fine to barbecue on your living room floor when you have no walls. There's no risk of carbon monoxide poisoning. But here in the America,
yes,
with all of our walls,
yeah.
metaphorically,
these walls
and
that we build,
literally
these walls.
Yeah, that's where the problem comes.
Walls
in.
Are killing
it,
people.
You think that's where it is? Huh?
Ban them.
Ban.
There's
going to be a Washington State ban on walls now.
Probably.
Give it 50 years. We'll get there.
Banning God.
You need to have at least one wall has to be totally glass so the government can see inside your living room.
Yes.
No, you won't even need – they'll like satellites that can see through houses.
And
they can already.
I will be the first one to stand up and be like, that is my masturbatorium. I am not going to put glass wall in my masturbatorium.
No, you start a company. Here's how we carry ourselves into the next decade. We start a company that
– I smell a patent.
Lead lines – your masturbation chamber.
So you can't see in at all.
Yeah, and we just put like a cool lead, temperature cool. And so
no infrared.
We'll block it.
Right, right. Yeah.
And that's where we can.
And also lead, so no x-rays. And then I can finally get like four real dolls.
Oh, jeez. Real dolls. Four.
Yeah, why not? One for
what are you,
every,
Mormon?
One for every day of the week.
For the Mormon deviant.
One for every day of the week, dude. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Could you imagine like a Mormon deviant that had like 10?
You guys,
10
I
real
smell,
dolls?
I smell, sure. I smell a YouTube sketch.
I'm sure that's happening right now.
Oh, man.
You remember the porn usage statistics that came out?
Right.
From like a year ago? By state, how much pornography was being used in different states, and Utah was
like off the charts.
The winner, the charts. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. I think I did see that. Was it on
a
map?
It was a while back.
Yeah. On a map, and then they kind of
color-coded.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so let's get back to your show.
Sorry,
here.
I hit this.
Kind of
this is
sidetracked.
This is a lot like our show. So
oh, yeah, totally. Well, that's where I basically stole the format from this show, from your show, TBTL, Stack of Dimes, and WTF.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, by the way, that was the big news that I was that I was you know, holding
you were
out
to get
on. I'd been in contact with
Mark Maron's
people for like the last month, and finally yesterday I was like, hey, look, you know, because you know, I'm also very neurotic about scheduling the shows. That's why I emailed you on a
daily
basis.
Yeah, got a couple of those.
that's
great, dude. you got to nail that shit down.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just being responsible.
Yeah, thanks for getting back to me, by the way. Jesus Christ.
I was in Mexico.
I don't give a shit. This is serious, man. This is a real thing.
Super serial.
No, but finally, you know, I emailed his publicist or whatever she is. She was like, yeah, we're going to have to decline. So, fuck.
Lame.
That would have been so great, though.
Yeah, man.
After a month.
Shit or get off my face, dude.
Yeah, shit or get off my face.
Come on.
Right. Yeah. But I've got a plan. I've got a plan because he's coming to Kirkland. He's going to be playing two shows at Laughs in Kirkland. You guys should come with. It's 25th and 26th.
What day of the week is that?
Friday and Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
We're going on a Friday night at 8 o'clock. I think he's doing two shows a night, too.
Huh.
But I'm going to try to corner the motherfucker and be like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring your recorder.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what I
right,
do.
Right.
Let's do this interview. Yeah.
Even if all you get is the interaction of you trying to corner him and him trying to escape,
worth
recorded.
It.
Yeah. Totally worth
still
it.
Material. Yeah.
But see, I feel like if I do something like that, then there's no possibility of ever having him for, like, you know, even like a half hour segment or something like that, you know.
This is how Aaron balances my retarded ideas out. I just be like, who cares, dude? It'll be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I just said, like, I feel like, you know, at some point in the future, you know, I may be able to get somebody like that on the show. And so I don't want to fuck it up now. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't want to come across as like a crazy person.
No, I'm a little bit worried about that with Mr. Luke Burbank already.
No, I was about to say the same thing, yeah, because I've emailed him 4 times. Hey, you want to come on the show?
I was pretty nervous. We had him on our show a while back, and I was pretty nervous, and it was the first time we ever really interviewed anybody. Like, usually it's just us talking.
Right, right.
And I was just a little bit geeked out by it, and I'm like, oh. I hope that wasn't as bad as I remember it.
Yeah.
No, it went pretty well. That was a while ago, though. What are we at? We just put out 106.
106.
And we had Luke on 53, exactly half times ago.
Oh my God.
Facts.
Look at that.
Yeah, yeah.
The data.
He's just pulling shit out of the air. He's plucking things from the grapevine.
I see dead people. They give me answers.
So you guys are at 106?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, man. So like you were saying, you guys have been at this for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
How much editing do you do on your show? Because it sounds like a real radio program. You guys do a lot of stuff to that show.
I don't really do any.
Yeah. That's my ADD OCD sort of thing coming up. We usually record on a Sunday and then I like to sleep on it. And then come at it after work Monday and Tuesday nights. It probably takes around between 6 and 8 hours of editing per show.
Man,
I would say.
See, that's too much.
And like,
I don't have
and like 3 for recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't edit us so much.
Right.
The speaking, but I put a lot of stuff in after and
moving shit around and
yeah, I look at it like I look at it like a visual medium. Actually, I edit the sound like I would like movies and things, and I just kind of sweeten it up and make it more interesting because I have the attention span of a gnat.
Part of the
constantly need to be reminded of how funny things are.
Part of the 6 hours is that he has to turn his computer off and on 5 times.
Yeah, there is
like
that.
It's a checking.
It's sort of we don't have the best
it's like
gear,
the stove.
But
oh yeah.
The OCD stove thing, but with your computer.
Right, right. Yeah. Or he's locking his door.
Or he's washing my hands.
Unlock, unlock.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spots. Damn spots everywhere.
Boy, your hands are really clean.
I have to wash them.
Hey, let's go to our first musical break here.
Oh, yeah.
Grapes of Rad, Aaron Mason and Ben Parsons are joining me for the whole show. So they'll be back along with me. We're going to hear, let's see, for the first musical break. This is I'm dedicating the musical breaks to my lovely wife, Maraid, because she put up with my anxiety attack yesterday. So the first song we're going to hear today is Elvis Perkins, While You Were Sleeping. And we'll be right back with Grapes of Rad. Maker's face, they gave us picks. Said, go mine the sun and go gold and come back when you're done. While you were sleeping, you tossed, you turned, you rolled your eyes as the world burned. The heavens fell, the earth quaked. I thought you must be, but you weren't awake, no. You were dreaming. You ignored the sun. You grew your power garden for your little ones. And you found brides for them on Christmas Eve. They hung young Cain from the Adam trees and danced. While you were sleeping, I tossed and I turned till I closed my eyes. But the future burned through the planet, turned a hair gray.
day. While you were sleeping, the money died. Machines were harmless and the earth sighed. The wind, you swept sound and gravity, brought my love around. The oceans rose, sang about decay, while the witches flew and the mermaids stayed. Full of dreams, you overslept, in keeping with the quiet. Through the walls I crept, I walked on tiptoes, and darkness swirling over all the kitchen in the early morning. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I'll never catch up to you, who sleeps so sound. My arms are useless, my heart beats.
All right, welcome back. We're here with the Grapes of Rad. They were sitting down the table in my recording slash dining slash masturbatorium room. Ooh. With me.
This is also the masturbatorium.
Yeah, pretty much this whole
just the
condo
whole facility
is, mm-hmm. is
yeah,
the masturbatorium.
No, yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Before we start in with these guys again, we want to say a quick word for Varellen Amplifiers right after we talk about masturbation. Varellen Amplifiers is a local Seattle amplifier builder. All amp, all tube, all loud. Go and visit them at VarellenAmplifiers.com. This is the only amp you will ever need. Okay.
Can you spell that for me?
V-E-R-E-L-L-E-N.
E-L-L-E, Varellen. Varellen?
Varellen.
Varellen.
Awesome. Awesome.
I'm going to check that out.
That's a Varellen amplifier right over there in the corner.
Beautiful.
200
Seriously?
Watts of amazingness. Right. He's getting up. He's out. We're not even recording a show anymore, Aaron, so it doesn't matter.
Hey, I have the same cat toy.
Oh, I told you earlier, this is my masturbatorium.
That's an accoutrement.
Well, while Aaron's checking that out, so I wanted to ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
And this goes back to the babies thing.
Babies.
Because you were saying during the break that you totally get the whole anxiety thing.
Yeah, I was really, really stressed before our eldest.
It's starting to like build up. I can feel it kind of get worse and worse. And I think it's because we want to get a bunch of stuff done around the house before she gets here. You know, so I think that kind of plays into it a little bit. But
mine was like, what if I'm a horrible parent? What if my child has a horrible parent?
Right, right.
That would be really sad.
Do you have anger issues?
There's a lot of things like, no, it's more like failure issues.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm a giant failure.
BS.
it was like, it's just, I have this thing where, I just think that I don't want to make it worse by describing things.
No. I'm looking for advice here, you know? That's why I watch that show, Parenthood.
My take on it is that your kid is like 80% who they are coming out of the womb. Like, that's
right,
like they're
right.
genetically yeah. like – and then there's like 20% that could kind of be shaped by
right.
great things or horrible things or whatever. So like if you're an average parent, your kid's going to be – 90% because 80 plus, you know, average 90%. And
right,
then
right.
they're, you know, that's an A minus. So I'm like, even if I do like not too great, she's still going to
get
a B. Like I'm not going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And, I guess that makes total sense.
They do like she was doing stuff when she was two
right.
that she's still totally doing like,
right, right. Which one are you talking about? Your 7-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So like their personality and their sort of way of looking at things and the things uh-huh. that they like and don't like that stuff seems really set. And I find that comforting. Like, oh, I don't have to worry about like all this whole huge like spectrum of all these things that I
right,
have to figure
right,
out. It's
right.
like, well, a lot of it's already just kind of there. And so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Were you ever when you were at my stage, did you ever kind of think about like your daughter growing up and starting to date boys?
I just started. I think about that a little bit, but it doesn't really. My younger, well, like, it's a personality thing.
I think about it a lot.
She's my older girl is like really responsible, thoughtful, like kind of overly, like maybe a little bit anal. So I feel like she's not going to be like the party going crazy party kid.
Yeah,
my younger kid is just the little one's out of
control. Yeah, the little one's out of control.
She's totally. It's gonna be like she's drunk at a party. Like, what am I gonna?
Yeah, and she's 7. Well, she's 7 years old and she's drunk at a party. Great.
Right. Which is. You got the booster seat. It's like, don't puke on the booster seat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, let's heave out of the window. And right. It's hard because they're short and they're 7.
I have a video that you should watch if you haven't seen it already. It's called Meat Buck. It's an animation. I think it's French, but it doesn't have any words in it. And it's all about sort of meeting the boyfriend's dad.
Yeah.
Or the girlfriend's father.
Right. Yeah.
Except it's a deer. Buck, okay. The boyfriend, is dating the human girl, and her dad is an avid hunter.
Oh, shit.
And so it's like a 5-minute thing. It's really cool.
That sounds pretty
but
sweet.
I think it might be relevant
Can
to your
Can we look
interests.
It up on YouTube?
It's definitely on Vimeo.
Okay.
It's probably on YouTube as well. Yeah.
So just type it into a Google search.
Yes, the Google machines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They do
this
that.
Is like, this is something that I've been doing lately, like the last, because I've, up until now, like every show that we've done, we've had drinks. You know,
then
mm-hmm. the last couple shows we had Sean Nelson on from Harvey Danger, and he doesn't drink.
Yeah, that's right.
Or didn't drink, and so I got drunk during that one too. let's see.
I could.
Andrew Moore. Andrew Moore from Kane Hodder. He came. He doesn't drink, and so that was a sober show.
Mm-hmm.
And I found like it was much easier to talk.
Sober?
Well,
yeah, because
actually,
my tongue doesn't
people
get
find
all
this.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be the case.
Right.
I hear that the police officers will use that to actually, you know, determine the state
of
your...
It's a test.
Right.
It's a test. Right.
This driver is having a hard time speaking. He may have had something to drink.
Right. Oh, this is what I wanted to ask you about the kids. Back to the kids really quick here. So I'm kind of on a mission to turn my little girl into a lesbian.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. that's the one thing that I don't want to deal with is boyfriends. I don't care if she has a girlfriend.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, lesbians making out, hot.
Well, not if they're your daughter, but your daughter's lesbian girlfriend might be hot.
I'm just saying, here's the thing. If you walk in on your daughter making out with somebody.
Right.
And that person is a boy, then there's like a... That's kind of intense. Like, I'm mad, but I'm sort of like, what do I do? But if she's making out with a girl, it's like, maybe I'll just stand there for a minute. Like,
hey.
Oh, my God. Oh, Dad, what are you doing here?
That might not be what you...
That's among the worst advice I've ever heard given. I'm just throwing that out there.
This is going to be me. This is going to be me I ever walk in on my daughter doing something with a boy.
Mm. No, Kelly Clarkson!
That's gonna be me right there. Like,
yes.
I am gonna yell because that's what I yell when I get really
because his
pissed,
name will be
I
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
I don't know if you know.
Oh
that.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's very. Yeah. Wouldn't that be serendipitous?
Wow. Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson.
Whoa, really?
Huh?
How'd you know my name?
I had no idea.
Yeah. No, I. In all seriousness, that's something that I think about constantly. Like that, I'm gonna have to deal with, you know, whether they're lesbian or straight.
What about it is freaking you out? Like, you're worried that they're going to...
I don't know. I mean, it
just
seems like...
She's going to get pregnant or something? Or what? Or just the idea? Like,
no, because, you know, I figure that someday she's going to get pregnant. It's just, you know, I mean, young girls are wearing some pretty...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Risque things nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not a prude, you know? But, I might be a little bit.
Only
but
prudes
like,
say prude.
Right.
I believe.
You will. You're becoming one.
See, now you're seeing why my friends call me grandpa.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm a 6-year-old in a 30-year-old's body.
Great.
Actually, more of a 45-year-old's body. But that's a whole nother show. But,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's gonna be a weird ride, I think.
I think shit gets weird with the kids when the parents do the all or nothing thing. Like the parents that are like, yes, do whatever you want, wear whatever you want, and they're like right, really permissive, then their kids just go crazy and it's like horrible. I think that's what a lot of those kids are wearing, those clothes are kind of, they're in that setup.
Probably, because their parents want to be their like best friends or something like right, that. You know, they want to be the cool parents.
Or they had overbearing folks.
Or right, right, sort yeah, of the other end where it's totally like, this is how it is, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. And I think you got to like do the graduated thing, like... Okay, like I have
your swearing chart.
I have a graduated swearing scale for my kids where
oh dear,
at age six, you can say crap and suck.
Uh-huh.
But that's it. And then every couple years, you get a couple more obscenities until you finally graduate, and then you're, you know.
Free to do as you please.
That's really smart.
The filter's off. Because
that's really smart.
I mean, I don't know if it'll...
So they have something to look forward to.
It's kind of a joke, yeah, but it's like, I think I'm going to do that with a lot of stuff. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I know that your friends aren't allowed to say shit, but you're 11, mm-hmm, and you get to. So they'll
just
kind of
not
feel
in
like,
front of grandma. Yeah.
They'll kind of right, feel like they right, have the yeah, inside, like,
yeah,
you get the little bit of, like, permissiveness. But then yeah, there's right, a bunch right, of other stuff that yeah, you don't get to do, so.
Yeah. And how late do you think you'll let them stay out? At, like, let's say 16.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I'm totally lost. I want some.
What
help
about
here,
you? How were your parents? What was
my
your situation?
My parents were pretty. My dad was super paranoid because we had a lot of drug problems.
Uh-huh.
In the past, okay, and this is gonna get super serious here. For
yeah,
a second.
Dude.
But yeah. But yeah, we had some family history with some serious issues.
Yeah, right.
And okay, my dad was super super paranoid about that kind of stuff, and so he tried to do is basically keep me away from all that stuff, but it just drove me to it in the end,
right,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was even really really harsh on like just like weed, huh, you know, so it was like that kind of drove me into that path, I think, a little bit. Plus I was hanging out with like some bad seeds,
uh-huh,
and you know, got into it a little hard there for a bit, but I made it out.
Yeah,
made it out okay.
Congrats.
And now me and my dad have a great relationship.
Huh.
So, yeah, I think he was a little harsh. I'd like to, you know, raise my kid a little bit more, you know, on the lax side mm-hmm, of my sure, father. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that I'm going to go overboard.
Yeah.
And just be like, oh, yeah,
I'm
live
tell
your
you
life
right
like
now
a little
you
flower,
are not going to go overboard.
Yeah. No, yeah, 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 I'm a little anxious. I'm a little anxious.
This will not be the problem.
Yeah. 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 Cool. Just this in this short window of time, you can already tell. Yeah,
no, you're one of those stay up and wait parents for sure.
Oh hell yes,
my wife. Yeah. My wife had we're both from like evangelical Christian backgrounds.
Right.
Ben and I were missionaries, you know, and that's how we met. And so my wife is from this Florida like very Jesus camp, very like Harry Potter is the devil sort of.
Yeah. Are you guys still? Like, you still go to church, or?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Totally off of it, huh?
No. Yeah.
Ben's just looking at me like,
I was trying to decide if I should say fuck no, or if that would be
yeah,
if that would be funny or not. Now I just said it, so.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of lost its sizzle there, too.
I want, yeah, that's a good, that is a good example of it. It's like, Are you going to do that? You have to go to church two times a week
right, well,
thing?
This is, yeah,
or
this
are you
going to
do the there is no God, the universe is chaos? Like,
that's
no,
exactly.
Like, it's like, no, yeah. I just want to just get a little bit of Jesus or whatever. Like,
yeah, yeah. Do what you want in that regard. I think that's kind of more of a personal thing, too, you know, that
for
somebody
sure,
will find or
for sure,
leave on their own, too. So,
yeah, it's interesting being – like, my wife and I don't have any kids. Uh-huh. She's 27, and – we're both sort of past the whole religion thing. She might still hold on to the idea of like higher power kind of stuff. I don't really,
right, right.
I don't really at all anymore. But yeah, you have to, I guess you have to approach not only how big a part, is like religion or faith going to play in our family, but like which religion or faith.
Yeah.
Like that's something I haven't really thought about until now. Like
totally.
If I wanted to give my kids some religion, like, uh-huh, would I go to a Christian church?
Yeah.
Well, Scientology. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Or would you become one of those weirdo Baha'i faith kind
yeah,
of people?
See, I don't
you know.
Know
what I just found out about that? Do you
we're
guys know much about Baha'i?
I know a little bit.
They are really, really anti-gay.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. That's what my wife told me.
Huh.
And I'm probably going to get an email on that, actually.
I know, yeah.
But that's what I thought, too. I was
aren't
like,
they
what?
Super, like, don't they just kind of integrate
well,
everything?
Well, they're super... inclusive right? with all religions,
right?
But they still do not believe in homosexuality.
Huh.
Like, she grew
up
with
that. Sounds like
a,
an official sort of thing. Because, like, you know, like Catholics technically don't agree with
homosexuality.
Yeah,
that's true. That's a good, yeah, that's a good, that's a good point. Not every Catholic is, you
right,
know,
right.
a right-wing Republican either.
Right,
you know?
Right,
but,
right, right.
Yeah, that's a good point. But she was talking about, she was telling me about, because I didn't know anything about the religion. We drove past this, like, big Baha'i faith center.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is that? I didn't even know how to say it. You know, I think I might have called
yeah,
it,
some
like,
apostrophes
Behe.
In there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is Behe? That must be a really good restaurant.
Yeah, that's
delicious.
Namaste,
y'all.
Yeah, yeah. They probably have great pad thai. Yeah.
Adobe.
Taste that Behe peanut sauce. That's amazing. Uh-huh. No, but she was saying that she went to high school with somebody in the Baha'i faith and super cool girl, but yeah, like super, super against homosexuality.
Yeah. Like, Rainn Wilson, Dwight from The
yeah,
Office,
yeah.
he's
yeah.
Baha'i.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and huh. he talks about it on Twitter sometimes,
uh-huh.
Nerd Alert.
Yeah.
And he's definitely, like, from the things that I see him sort
yeah,
of
he seems like he would
shared,
be a pretty liberal,
very, yeah,
liberal
very
person.
Liberal,
yeah.
Very open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
It yeah. sounds like...
So, no need to send your emails to me. Aaron Mason just told me that I was wrong. So, that's fine. It's
oh,
all
no.
it's all good.
It's your show, man.
It's all good.
You can mute that shit. Don't even worry about it.
I squeal like a little girl when I get an email, though.
Oh, do you?
About the show. Yeah.
Squeal! Like, yay! Hooray!
Spam.
Awesome. Somebody's listening.
Yeah, it's like usually from Guitar Aww. Center.
Oh, Cialis.
Dude, that amp, by the way, is delicious.
Isn't
if I can
cool?
use that adjective.
Isn't that thing cool? That's one of the first ones that he
rule.
Built.
And
oh, I don't know.
What's
we
that?
Have, we have a friend.
I don't know.
We have a friend that
Where's
builds
their
amps
shop?
That sort
Do you
of
know where their shop
down
is?
In Fremont?
I don't know. We have a
this
we have
is
a
sort of awkward radio.
Yeah, we have a studio yeah, engineer yeah. buddy who helped a guy building amps, and we're not sure. It,
oh,
it
really?
Might be this guy.
Yeah, maybe it is.
It sounds kind of familiar.
There's yeah. a couple. There's a couple kind of smaller amp businesses around Seattle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, this. This guy, he's a friend of mine and started, you know, building these things a couple mm-hmm. years ago. And mm-hmm. it's really taken off for him, too.
Good,
so,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
What
awesome,
are they? What
amazing
are,
amps.
Nerd moment.
Oh,
pardon,
yeah, yeah,
pardon,
totally.
Everyone.
Gah.
What's it sound like? Like, what are the qualities of his amps?
Oh,
I see
you
have a Jaguar
it's
over
amazing.
There, so it's probably.
It's amazing.
If it complements that.
We'll crank it up when,
yeah,
when the show, when we get done doing
Perfect.
The show. But. I'll show you.
Sweet.
They're definitely worth it.
Sweet.
VarellinAmplifiers.com. Second plug. Second plug of the
Second
show.
Second plug. Plug
yeah.
deuce.
What were we talking about? How did we get a? How
well,
did we start
know.
Talking
faith,
about Baha'i faith?
Kids.
Yeah,
your
I don't
kids.
Know.
Kids. Was it kids?
Know.
It was
what
kids.
What religion
it
am I going to shove
yeah,
down
kids
my kids'
and religion.
Throat?
Right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah. I think, yeah. Let's move on. Let's move on, shall we? So, Aaron, you work for Cheeseburger Networks.
Cheeseburger
right?
Networks. Yeah, I do.
What do you do there, man? That seems like a pretty cool place to work.
It's okay. I mean, it's not your traditional sort of office job. No.
Right. Right. I wouldn't think so.
No. It's fun. I run Failbook, which
okay.
is the it's one of our sites. It's one of the biggest ones we have, and we have about
right.
40
well, they
of
started
them.
Out. Didn't they start out with what started
Fail,
Cheeseburger Failblog started out.
Failblog
thing,
was
right?
one of the first ones,
yeah.
and Icon has Cheeseburger, the pictures of the cats.
Of the cats and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, bad spelling and all that.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's what started it like 4 years ago, and just a couple weeks ago, we got like $30 million from these investors and stuff.
I know,
so
I heard
pretty,
about that. That's
yeah,
fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be
So you guys
awesome.
Going to be hiring?
Yeah, they're definitely hiring. They just put up a video. So my buddy made a video. I'm in it playing like some sort of nerd card game that I don't know how to play.
Magic?
But it was just like that. Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
This don't is what know. We do in our off hours.
Yeah, yeah. It was
Aaron
done like
Mason
old,
playing
like
magic.
Old grainy film reel style, you know.
Welcome to
the research department hard at work.
Yeah, right. Right. But that's what I do. I go through submissions all day, and people send in screen caps of Facebook interactions or like
right,
pictures
right.
and comments.
Yeah.
And so I kind of decide what's funny and then clean them up in Photoshop a little bit and then send them
huh.
off
no
to, the,
shit.
To the vote pages.
They pay you pretty well for that kind
yeah.
of stuff?
Meh. Yeah. Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
But I get
Seems
to...
Seems like a pretty cool job.
Yeah, I just kind of roll in the morning.
Yeah.
9, 10, something like that.
Yeah.
Whenever.
Yeah, totally. You guys need a technical writer?
No. no. But we're hiring. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to, they're looking at like doubling our staff this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be intense.
That's kind of an amazing thing, like, that happens pretty often now. You know, just like these weird ideas that people are putting out onto the internet, and they become these memes, and then all of a sudden,
it's crazy.
They're pulling down $30 million from investors
or
whatever.
My website, and I'm the only one that does it. It's sort of my project.
Right.
We got over a million hits like every day this week.
No shit.
Yeah. We might have done it yesterday. The all time highest traffic the site's ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So what's your website? What's that?
Failbook? It's the
one? I thought you were talking about your own one.
Oh no, it's what I work on. It's like my thing.
Okay.
Nobody else
does
anything with it. It's just sort of
his
like that's Aaron and he runs Failbook.
Most
people run several sites,
okay.
But it's kind of a big one. And
Gotcha. So it's all centered around like Facebook.
It's all about Facebook stuff, and I'll find things in the news or some funny, you know, just funny shit. Try and make people laugh a little bit.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's a good way to spend the day. I think
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. So are you thinking, Ben? You thinking about making the switch
to working at the cheeseburger?
Yeah.
I did think about it for a while because I was thinking about like shoveling shit, and I don't mean that right. Those are the same thing, but I just needed a job so bad. And then I was like, it would be weird to work with Aaron. Like I already kind of work with him, and then I would probably end up making him look bad because they'd be like, you know that guy, like what's wrong with that guy?
Yeah. Yeah. I've always worried about that. Like I've gotten friends jobs in the past. And then, like, you know, I'll get him the job and I'll be so stoked that we're working together.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'll think, wait a minute. That guy's a kind of a slacker.
Like, yeah, like shit.
I might get – either I'm going to just have to pick up the slack for him or I'm going to get in deep shit with the boss. Because
how
come – like he'll come to you and be like, how come you fucking, you know, gave me this guy? What the hell? What the hell were you thinking?
Yeah.
Your boss has to go through all these applications from people and all these references. He spends 30 seconds on each reference. But when one of the references works for him, the rage from all those other lying references is directed on you alone.
Yes. Right.
You're like, I didn't even say to hire that chick. I don't even know her. Like, what's your problem?
Yeah. I had a boss like that in college, man. It was terrible.
What were you doing?
Very, very demeaning. I worked at like this little mom and pop grocery store, in Ellensburg.
Yeah,
and that was not a fun place. I remember like one time this college aged woman came in and needed to fax something, and she was very cute.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know how to use the fax machine.
Right, because you're not 45.
Right, and so.
Because it was so
I'm like
new
kind of
so
fumbling.
Old.
It was a super old fax machine
good.
On top of everything. And like I didn't know how to use it. I didn't know you needed a cover page and stuff like that.
Right.
And so and then I was like, she was like, oh yeah, do you guys have cover pages? And I was like, oh, I guess it's got to be around here somewhere. And so I'm kind of fumbling around. People are lining up, you know, at the cash register to buy some stuff. And so I called my boss up there because he was the only person working with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he got up there and he just proceeds to, like, yell at me.
What?
In front of everybody.
Oh, what a smash.
And, you know, and it's like, you know, you can feel your face just, like, get so hot because it's turning totally red.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, like the most humiliating thing I think I've ever had to
so
go through
shitty.
At a workplace.
He drinks himself to sleep every night thinking about that.
I don't think he does.
Dude, I'm trying to help you out here.
Yeah. I don't think he does.
His kids,
well, they lost. They
his
lost.
Kids hate him.
Yeah, yeah. The place went out of business, so.
He lost his, yeah, he lost his store.
Good riddance.
Two work-related items of note that I would like to say. One, a part of me really wishes that Ben had become a poopsmith at some point, just so I could call him a poopsmith.
Wouldn't that be great?
That I would have loved.
Yeah.
Nugget 2 is a work story. I had this crazy thing happen to me at work when I was a landscaper in Florida.
Uh-huh.
It was we went out to this neighborhood, and it was neighborhoods in Florida are all these like developments and stuff.
Right,
and
right.
I worked on this fertilizer crew. I was hired as a cul-de-sac nation. Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah. I was hired as a supervisor with zero experience. I had zero experience. I'd never had a job outside before.
Supervisor.
But I was white and spoke English.
Right.
And this
right.
was like North Tampa.
And you're
Tampa.
In Florida.
So, right. So
the
we're good to go.
Is exceedingly low.
So they hire me. I had this crew, and they were crazy. And we went to this neighborhood, and we needed to – they were going to do this like major presentation for like the board of builders or whatever.
Right,
and
right.
so they wanted to get the grass really green. And iron gets grass really green. And so – we had this truck with all this iron on it, and we go to, like, spread it around in these granules, like, uh-huh. we do through the little
yeah,
spreaders
yeah.
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, totally.
And we open the bags, and it's this powder. It's this really fine powder. Uh-huh. And I call my boss, who was a drunk pervert, and I'm like, James, this is powder. Like, this won't even go through our equipment. Like, this is supposed to be mixed in the liquid trucks and sprayed.
Right, right, yeah.
Oh, just do it. Just do it anyway. We got to get it done, whatever. So we start spreading this stuff around. It's iron dust, so it gets in my eyes and lungs, and I'm just weeping, and I can't
oh
see.
Oh, my God.
So we had to get gas masks and shit. Like, it was nuts. We spread this stuff around this neighborhood. Horrible day. Come in the next day. You know, go home. Come in the next day. Go out to our site. I get this phone call. It's James.
Yeah.
What in the fuck did you do? What? I'm so, what are you talking about? Get the fuck back here. We're going to check this shit out. Rah, rah, rah. We go to this neighborhood we were uh-huh. at the day before.
Yeah.
And it had rained overnight, as it does in Florida. It rains often. And
right, right.
We look around, and the iron dust, there's no way to contain it, right? It just goes everywhere.
Yeah.
And iron plus water equals rust. So
oh, no.
This neighborhood, the streets, the sidewalks, people's walkways to their houses, their driveways, covered in rust.
Oh,
like
no.
legitimate iron oxide
oh,
rust.
No, dude.
We went out there with scrubbers and shit. James ended up getting fired. We get called into the office. Like, they had to repave. They had to pay to repave the roads in this development. And it was, like, it was big.
Oh, my God.
We get called in, and they're just like, you guys are idiots. And we're like, we told James, but he insisted that we – and the
well, at least he had kind of this fallback. Like,
right,
and you
yeah,
weren't
good,
even
yeah,
lying.
Good, no,
like,
good things James
him,
was
like,
an idiot.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
Totally.
So we get off, and he's like, all right, well, you know how to do this correctly next time. And we're like, yeah, yeah, sure. And then I think about it, and I kind of go, hey, Chris. Dude's name is Chris. Yeah? I've been here 90 days, and I'm due my raise because
oh,
it's my 90. And he just looks at me like, okay. And I leave, and I got a raise.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. After causing, dude, like, $3 million worth of damage.
You are a champion, sir.
That's my favorite
yeah,
work story.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's big time in it.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I guess I got into a bit of trouble at my last job. It was at a local company here in Seattle. I was a geologist for.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And we use these things to test compaction of soil called nuclear density gauges.
Uh huh. I worked in a soils lab for an
oh,
engineering
you did?
Company.
So you know what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was their resident soil their lab manager and,
oh, yeah.
and field geologist and
representative samples and whatnot.
Right, right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I take this thing out to this site in Bellevue, and I accidentally it was lunchtime, and I left the gauge on the ground. It was doing its little
uh-huh.
I was calibrating it and stuff like that.
Right.
And this guy backs his truck over it.
Oh.
Now, when one of these things gets broken,
yeah,
you know, it does have
radioactive
material
yeah.
inside of it. And the last time in Washington
oh, God
that something happened to one of these gauges,
oh,
the
no.
The nightly news got involved
what?
And followed the geologist who had to take it in a containment box
what?
To, like, the local, like, you know...
Nuclear facility?
Nuclear facility.
Yeah.
And they followed him in a helicopter all the way down.
What?
And police were involved and everything like that. So
damn.
This guy backs over the thing. I am instantly freaking out, right?
Wow.
And so I have to be the one, you know, we have to quarantine the area, and I have to go over there and make sure that this thing's okay. Meanwhile, I'm thinking in the back of my mind, oh, okay, well, now we all have cancer.
Yeah, I wanted a third arm anyway. This is great.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So I walk over.
You got one hand on the balls. Yeah, it's right, like, it's not going to do anything, but you got to do it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That extra inch of flesh there is going to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Just feeling like a total moron because I was the guy that put it behind this truck.
Right.
You know? But I got there and you know, what's in it is like this small bead of cesium-137, mm-hmm. which is a radioactive isotope, and some other stuff.
Isotopes.
And yes. It turned out it was okay. It wasn't compromised, but still cost my company like $18,000. I didn't get fired.
Could we?
So that
hell
was good.
Yeah.
Could that
we
was good.
Put like a...
A cage
like
around...
orange plastic box? Like, can we Like, you can't fill a pothole without nine guys, like, orange cones, like, flagging.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You could go out to a job site with nuclear material yeah. and set it down, and it's small enough that it can be run over.
Yes.
No problem yes. there.
Yeah. Well, I'm supposed to be trained in,
right.
in not
in
putting
not
it...
doing that.
Not putting it behind a big work truck.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
For sure.
That was kind of a shitty...
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Shitty thing. But at least it didn't cost my company $3 million.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that was pretty epic.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is a good spot to go to our second musical break. Oh, remember, man. we're paying homage to my wife because she puts up with my newly found anxiety attacks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is another one of her picks, The Thermals, A Pillar of Salt. And we will be back in just a moment. Where's you at?
Special, sir. We know everybody is. We've built too many walls. Yeah, we've built too many walls. But now we've got to run. A giant fist is out to crush us. We run in the dark.
Song called Pillar of Salt, and you dedicated it to your wife.
Right. I know it's biblical. I know it has some like biblical references, but by the thermals, like I don't think they're like
no. This
also
is
also a related super... word, actually. Thermals. Yeah.
Why? Because does it take place in hell?
It's not a romantic story.
No.
The Pillar of Salt. See,
she chose the song.
It's one they only half teach.
She seems like a very nice lady.
Yeah.
And I certainly hope that this doesn't happen to her. But what happened was...
Okay.
There's these towns, and... Well, it's kind of a long story. Anyway, God ends up setting...
Most things in
the
Bible
town.
Are of
Sodom
very
and Gomorrah.
Long,
you're familiar
Sodom
with
and Gomorrah.
With the towns? Yes.
Full,
Sodom
yes.
and
full of bad
yes,
people.
Totally.
Sodomy.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it Abraham's hanging out there. Lot's there. God's like, you guys got to get out because I'm going to burn the place down. And they're like, okay, we're out. And God's like, but don't turn around. When you leave the town and I'm burning all the babies and all the baby mamas and all the people and
don't
all the goats, don't turn around and look because I don't want you to see all this shit.
Right.
That's approximately what God said. Yeah. So they're all taking off and Lot's wife turns around and turns into a pillar of salt.
Bitch. Yeah, but like, what is, like, so what kind of a dick? Like, she's just looking back. Like, does she have all her babies with her? You know what
what's
I mean?
What's that,
like,
even supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Like, what's the?
There are so many levels of fucked up about this story. That it's
dude, it gets so much worse.
Well, like, tell me, because I've always heard about the Pillar of Salt, you know, that being a biblical reference, but I've never understood it because I don't like to read.
Yeah, well,
and
there's
two,
that.
The only thing I look at on the internet is porno,
right,
and sound drops. So
sometimes they're together.
Totally.
Yeah, sometimes.
So tell me more.
This is a story. See, this is from the part of the Bible. This is the Old Testament, right? This is the stuff that happened pre Chronicles of Jesus. So the Christians don't really.
I thought you were
going to
say Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah,
well, was there a lion, a witch, and a wardrobe?
In there. Yeah. So
they love that shit, by the way.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh yeah,
C.S. Lewis.
Oh yes, yes. Oh, Christians love C.S. Lewis and the allegory that story is.
Right? Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
totally.
But okay, so Lot is this dude, and it's part of the Bible that they only pick certain bits from. Like the Old Testament is very cherry picked because a lot of it is fucked up.
Right.
And this story, like, yeah, his wife looks back, and God turns her into a pillar of salt. Because he said not to look back, and you did anyway.
What's the significance of the salt, though?
And
why salt?
Why not?
Yeah.
Because that was something people couldn't turn into
they
back
didn't.
Then? I don't know.
Because, guys, they didn't have Johnny's back then.
Because God had just barbecued two entire cities, and he's somebody's going to have
a little
eat
salt.
All these people. Like, yeah. We're back to the cannibalism.
It's a little bland.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, dude, they go off into the mountains, and then, like... Lot and his daughters,
Ben's getting depressed.
His daughters get him super drunk in a cave so that they can have sex with him and have his kids to, like, repopulate some shit. Because their towns were just destroyed.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, it's fairly epic. Doesn't he, like, sell them to... For, like, turn them into prostitutes or something,
when
too?
When they're in the town, before God burns it down.
Uh-huh.
These dudes roll up and they're like, send out those guys that are with you so we can fuck them. Seriously, this is part of the story. They're like, send those dudes out here. We're going to cornhole them. And the dude in the house is like, no, no, here's my daughters instead. He throws his daughters out there. And so this is why, this is part of the roots of
sodomy.
All the anger about homosexuality. When you really push them on it, they'll go back to this story about, hey, look, there was this town with gay people, and God burned the place down. Like, he's really mad about it.
Right.
And it was also sort of legit to try to substitute, like, pick your most masculine-looking daughter and just kind of kick her out the window of the hut there.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we'll trick them.
Dude, that stuff is...
Isn't it nuts? There's so much of that.
Because
so
I went to church a couple times with a close friend of mine and his family, like when I was little, but I didn't have the attention span to even pay attention. Like my buddy's older brother would go too, and he was like much older than us, and he would actually doodle in the Bible, and then he'd like hit you, and he's like, hey, look at this, and he'd be like drawing penises in the margin.
I knew you were
going to
say
that.
It's a cock.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, you'd laugh, and then the parents would get mad at you, and we'd get, smacked on the head.
Oh, yeah.
So it was never a good time.
No.
Never a good time.
It was all right. I didn't mind growing up. Church, see, this brings it back to, like, I have a really hard time right now trying to figure out if religion is a good thing or a bad thing. Because a lot of people's arguments is that, well, religion provides... some sort of foundation for morality.
Right.
And I don't think that that's necessary. I think you can have morality independent of
that. Oh, yeah.
There's
plenty of people out there that are good, moral people that
of course.
You know.
That are good because they want to be, not because somebody told them to.
Right.
But it definitely does a lot of good for a lot of people.
I would definitely agree.
Tangible,
with that.
Maybe manifestation of morality.
Right.
It's easier to grip, but it's also done some really shitty things throughout history.
Yeah.
A lot of people have died because of it, and a lot of fights have been started because of it. So I don't know. It's weird, huh?
Yeah.
Think about that stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I do when I'm jumping rope. That's what I'm thinking.
You know
about.
What else is weird?
I'm also thinking, don't fall down because I'm terrible at this because I'm fat.
It took me a long time to be able to do it. Like, I got a jump rope, and I didn't do it as a kid. So, I mean, when I started, it was horrible. Like,
you don't have ups anyway because you're smacked by a truck.
I'm terrible. I could barely jump. Like, I
could, oh, dude, I have.
Shit is like,
Ben was in an accident.
Yeah. White Men Can't Jump was actually a movie made about me.
Yeah.
That was like an autobiography.
Mm-hmm. You get some royalties.
Autobiographical.
You were Wesley Snipes,
I assume? Yeah, because at the age
you were the
of,
Wesley Snipes character?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just checking.
But when I think that movie came out when I was like 12 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, at that time I was dating.
Oh, yeah, we're
dating,
the same age.
I was dating Rosie
happens.
Perez. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
at that time.
Right,
and it was totally autobiographical.
Yeah, that whatever. Girl.
And I looked like Woody Harrelson, so.
There are dudes in this great nation of ours who on Monday morning will go back to their jobs, packaging and shipping Valentine's Day candy. Like, they work at a candy company.
Right.
There's a lot of mail order internet stuff going on.
Right, right.
These are people who package, ship, fudge. And every time they go to a party, somebody has to be like, so what do you do? And then I work at the whatever. And
I'm a fudge packer.
Then somebody has to go, so you're a fudge packer. And then they have to stand there and be like, yeah. This, or just roll with it. How many people do you think have to deal with that?
Oh, dude, this is my nightmare. I deal with this all the time. But it doesn't have to do with my job.
This,
where I'm from.
To you, people.
This happens about where I'm from. I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And so people are like, oh, where are you from? And sometimes I'll say Philadelphia just because
you don't want to deal with
it. And I just don't want to fucking deal with what happens next every fucking time, which is I say New Jersey, and they look at me and they go, Joyzy, huh?
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, did I just fucking say that? Did I just sound like that right now?
Yeah.
No. You know why I left? Because people say Jersey like Joyzy, and it drives me insane.
Yeah.
So thank you for
Well, now, too, you probably got to deal with, like, people who are really into Jersey Shore.
Oh, that's the other thing. But that's a double-edged sword. Because I feel like it's easier for people to sympathize. Because that shit's real. Like, Jersey Shore is totally legit. Like, that's they definitely, like,
well, they're hamming MTV it up. They're
pushes,
hamming it up.
But if they didn't have producers pushing them, they would be pushing themselves. Don't worry about it. People actually behave just like that.
Well, dude, people behave like that here in Seattle. Like, go down to Belltown on any given night, too, you know?
But it's different. It's different. Yeah. And it's way more in your face, and it's way more ridiculous. Like, it's just more ridiculous. And it feels like that's people can identify now because I say, yeah, I had to, like, those were the kids when we wanted to go out and do something in high school. Like, those were the kids that were crowding the places we wanted to go to, or, you know, we had to spend all our time avoiding them because they're obnoxious and I don't want to get into a fight tonight.
Totally.
That kind of thing. But it also sucks because now I'm sort of lumped in by default.
You do have a tattoo of the outline of New Jersey
yes,
on
I do.
Your arm.
I call it my battle scar.
A lot of people might not know that that's what it is. So that's
no. A lot of people think it's California.
It does kind of look a little bit like California. It's like, why did you put California backwards on your arm?
That's after part of California has fallen off into the sea.
The San Andreas Fault took care of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Ben, where are you from, dude? Originally.
I was born in San Jose, California, but I mostly grew up in Shelton, Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Christmastown, USA.
Christmastown, USA. Is that really what Shelton is?
Well, that's what they call themselves. I don't know if it's true.
Do they really?
They have a big sign that says that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Doug Furs, man.
It's a logging town.
Right. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Spotted Owl. I'll eat you. I'll pull you out of the grill of my Ford F-15000.
Ford F-15000.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
times.
Well, I think that about does it for the show, dudes.
Oh, very well.
Thank you.
Sadness.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah,
really, I really
thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Us. This was a great time.
Totally, totally. It's cool. Hope we can do it again sometime soon.
Oh, I don't see why not.
Do you guys want to bump it?
Bump it.
Because that's a good thing
I
to do
so.
On the fake radio.
We could make this sound.
Bump it like with our hair? Is that what we just did? Did we just
ooh,
do that?
We
put
could
that
get bump
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like,
can we bop it? Can we pass around the bop it, too?
God.
Can we do that? Twist it. Pull it.
For me, that game that always turned ridiculous. Into a sex toy. Like every someone point, was playing it, I would just be like,
"That's what you." That's what Ben took to the Swingers Club. Yeah.
We used to play Strip Bop It. I've been involved in several rounds of Strip Bop It.
Where you Jesus. Just, where you have to do a thing and then pass it off to the next person.
Oh as a missionary.
And if you get caught with it, yeah.
I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah. So where can we find plug your wares, friends?
Grapesofrad.com. We also have a Facebook page that is super fun because our listener, they post all kinds of crazy videos and links and stuff.
Right,
that's where
right.
I saw that grape audio drop. That
oh, really?
Was from.
Oh, okay.
Somebody posted that. Like, hey, you guys, look at this.
Oh, my God.
So it's like Facebook/Grapes of Rad.
Grapes of Rad?
Yeah.
And you guys got a phone line, too, that you can call.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
206-414-9-RAD.
I love it.
And it's also really good for like if somebody, ladies especially, if somebody wants your number and you don't want to give it to them,
yeah.
you can give them ours.
Right.
It's a great
right.
one.
Right.
You can feel free to write it on like bathroom stalls, whatever you want to do.
That's awesome.
That's up to you. We'll take it.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. You can find us at air-raid.net. Please send me an email because I love getting those with show ideas and anything that you want to tell me. Tell me you love me. Tell me you hate me. I don't care. We're also up on iTunes and Zune Marketplace. Remember to take a couple minutes and leave us a review or rate our show on iTunes because anything helps. Because we're trying to get this boat off the shore here. Anyway, we got Legendary Oaks coming on the show next week, and that's going to be a fun one. So stay tuned for that episode 35 with the Legendary Oaks. And have a great week, everybody. We're going to go out today with Weezer. My name is Jonas.
Oh,
another biblical reference, right?
So great.
Jonas?
Close.
Jonas.
Close enough.
Judas. Oh, yeah.
Jonas.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
Biblical name.
I love this song.
Yeah. It's a good one.
That counts.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks for all your show. Shout out.